Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful song, and the late Teddy Pendergrass, secular artist, did that song, and it's a beautiful song, bringing our Savior home, bringing him here to us to save us so we can go home. And scripture says, because what I'm talking about today is love and the love of God. And the scripture today says, I have my phone is blowing up. And the commandment, my spirit Let me pray first. Father God, we thank you so much for everything that you do for us. We love you very much, and we appreciate the opportunity that you give us every single day. We love you and appreciate the gifts and all the wonderful things you do for us here on this planet. We thank you for blessing our sick. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for just giving us the wisdom. We thank you for the doctors and the teachers, the police officers. Father, we thank you for the preachers, the teachers. I haven't said that already. We thank you for our law enforcement. We thank you for the government. Father, we thank you for all the leaders in the world, and we just ask that you just bless them and quicken them and teach them your love. Teach them the kind of love that they need to lead us all to you. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, here to die for our sins, to redeem us so that we someday can be with you. We love you very much. We ask these blessings and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, man. So, and this commandment we all have from him: whosoever love God must also love his brother. John, that's 1 John 4:21. That is a commandment by our Heavenly Father, where he is telling us, if you love me, you need to love who I love. It's a commandment. And so, how beautiful is it that, first of all, he loves us. And the way that he loves us, we should be so grateful that he died, that he came here. And it was a strange situation, because after he finished his ministry, I'm speaking of Jesus, and he had on the cross, he's so beautiful. He's on the cross. And in that moment when he took up all of our sins, his Father couldn't even be around him anymore, because God and sin does not go together. And do you remember Jesus on the cross saying, Father, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? Because he did not feel the presence of his Father anymore. He knew that he wasn't there. There was that connection that was absolutely amazing. And when that connection disappeared, he felt abandoned. He felt like an orphan, just like us. We all are like orphans. And then he died. And then we all were redeemed. He did what he came to do. He died on the cross for us. And we are all blessed because of it. It was an amazing moment. So that's why I want to talk about love today, about his amazing love for us, and oh, how much he loves us. God had to come here himself to redeem us. And Jesus walked a perfect life so that we so that we could be okay. So I want you to think about this. I want you to let your emotions get involved in this. Don't just take it for granted, right? Please don't take it for granted. This is amazing, and it's an amazing thing that happened. We were redeemed. He came after us. He didn't just leave us here. We weren't just an experiment, but we were the love of his heart. And he wanted to redeem us. He wanted us to come home like we would want our own child to come home. Oh, God, thank you.
Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. No, how he loves us, oh, oh, how he loves us, how he loves us, oh.
Oh, how he loves.
Oh, how he loves us. It's absolutely amazing. Let me just read you a couple of scriptures real fast. John 3:16. I know you know this one, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 4:7-8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Amen. This is how God, this see John 4:9-11. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him, that we might live through him, that we get this opportunity to live through his one and only begotten son. Why us? Because he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice of our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You know, there's all these scriptures. I mean, God is basically, this is, he's serving us. This is the instructions on how to get back to him. This is basically when you're cooking, and this is the ingredients that you need. This is all the things we need to do. Show appreciation, first of all. If nothing else, thank you for dying. Thank you for sending your son here in this terrible world where people are just destroying one another. We don't like each other. We won't talk to each other. We treat each other bad. We don't hear each other. We disrespect each other. We hate the positions that people take politically. We just step all over each other. We don't care. Sometimes we say things just because we feel this way, and we don't care who we hurt in the process. We just do us. And doing us can be a terrible thing. We make so many mistakes. See, God loves us, and we need him. We need him. We need that kind of love. Not this lustful love, real love. I remember an artist that I worked with so many years, she ended up putting a song out called Real Love, and it shot to the top of the charts and got a Grammy. She got a Grammy because of it, because people want real love. Well, what they really need to look at is the Creator love. God is love. He is love. And that's why we need to hang out there. You know, my child is having a difficult time in relationship because he thinks he knows it all. Y'all know how we were. And, you know, he's trying to navigate, you know, a relationship. And in this relationship, he thinks that, you know, he should be able to do whatever he wants to do. And I'm like, dude, you can't. You have a relationship. That relationship has to come first. If you respect that person, there's you and there's her and there's the relationship. And whatever you do, you need to make sure you protect that relationship. That should always be first. And so, you know, your girl's kind of concerned that you're hanging out with a bunch of single guys and maybe single girls. And it's like, that's uncomfortable for anybody that's in a relationship. How would you feel if she's hanging out with you? So, you know, I said to him, I said, you know what, you have to make up your own mind, dude. I said, I'm talking to you as a father, but I'm also talking to you. I'm just trying to share some wisdom with you, and I want you to take, I guess, what I say and your friends say, people you trust, and make a decision. Ultimately, you're the captain of your own ship. You're going to have to make the decision. So the information I want to give you is show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. Now you've broken up with this beautiful girl, and now you're single, just like your single friends. How's that feel? See, you got to be careful who you hang out with, because they can pull you right into that same situation. You don't sound happy. You all beat up. So, you know, a lot of times we don't pay attention. A lot of times we just think about what we want, what we desire at the moment. But in the long term, and, you know, it's always right now, and it's just that we have this mentality of, you know, a lot of people just like, it's just about right now. No, it's not just about right now. Some things you got to plan this thing out. You got to try to do the right thing for the future. You have to start putting money away for your future. You got to start investing in yourself. You got to start investing in your relationships. You have to invest your time with your Savior so that you know that you're navigating in His space and not in your space, because your space is nothing without God. And so I chose a while ago, about 23 years ago, that I want to be in God's space. I want to let Him control me a little more. Because, you know, we always are going to be in that space where we feel like, you know, okay, God, you're in control. What do you want me to do? But we still make our own decisions, and we still do us. And then we have to go back to Him and say, I'm so sorry. The best part about it is that we can go back. The other best part about it is He knew we were going to do that anyway. He created us. He knows who we are. But at least I'm in His territory. I know that I could, if I mess up with my mom or my dad and I make a mistake and do something wrong, I know that they will forgive me because they love me. God loves us. And that's you know, that's why you want to hang out with Him. That's why you want to be in His turf. That's why. He's amazing. He's amazing. And so we're going to have those times when things get difficult, and we're going to make mistakes because we're human, you know? And sometimes we're going to walk away from God and not really, because it's a little easier maybe. You don't feel guilty about some of the things that you want to do that really aren't good for you. So you kind of just, you slip over here a little bit. And then you go back, you know, later to God, you go, I'm so sorry. I just haven't been feeling my relationship with you. There's a reason why you haven't been feeling your relationship. And so let me just tell you this story. This couple is old couple. Thanks, Pastor Nick, for sharing it. This old couple, and this old couple, they're driving down the road, going, you know, fairly slow, not too fast, just kind of cruising along. And so then the wife says, she looks over at the husband and she says, you know, things are so different than they used to be. And he goes, yeah, what do you mean? And she goes, before when we got in, when we first were together and we got in this old truck together, I would be sitting right there next to you and you have your arms around me and we're just going down the road together. And he looked over at her and he says, I'm still sitting here. She's the one that's not sitting where she was before. So the whole point is that's how we navigate. We get away from God, but he's still right there waiting for us. Because he loves us. He's right there waiting for us. We make those decisions to move away from him, but he's sitting right there waiting because he loves us. All we got to do is get back in our seat. Get back to what made us feel good, made him good. And he's there with open arms. He loves you. So, go. Chase your Savior. Invest in your future. Love on God as he's given you the ability to do that. Oh, he loves us. Oh, he loves us so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for chasing after us. Thank you for quickening us, Father. You're such a good Father. Thank you. So, so grateful. Anyway, so guys, let's get into some of this music. That's Marinate on Christ. That's Marinate on our relationship with him. Let's think about it. Let's think about it. He loves you. Give him a chance. Give yourself a chance. It's the most amazing feeling to be loved by God and love him back. All right? So we want to remember the reason for this season. God sent his only begotten son here because he loves us. Because he loves us for no other reason. He knew we needed a savior. So this is about the birth of Christ. This season is about him coming here. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us and always thinking about us and coming after us. Your reckless love is amazing. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you.
Until the Son of God.
the music is, you know, when you listen to the words, I hope you are really taking this in, because these writers and producers have put this music together for us so that we could, you know, find our way, you know. And it's, you know, like a book, like a movie, like anything that can just be a guidance in your walk, you know. And sometimes we need that kind of guidance. We need something that, or someone to influence us, to help us along the way, because we so easily can get lost. It's a normal thing. Just like in that song, it was just that one sheep that was missing. And Jesus went after just the one out of 99. He went back to get the one. It meant that much, because we get lost along the way. But once we are in God's hands, once we give our lives to Him, He's always coming after us, and He always will, because He loves us regardless. He gives us free will to make that decision that we would want to be in His reckless love, that we would want to be a part of this amazing love that blesses the world. And so it's a choice. No one's forcing you. It's up to you. God gives you that free will. And so I pray that you choose to be close to Him and have Him to open the eyes of your heart, you know, and so you can see Him, so you can see the beauty in Jesus Christ. And people will see Jesus Christ in you. So anyway, guys, we have about another 14 minutes left in the show, and I just want to thank you again for just being a blessing. You are awesome. You're good. And even if you feel that you're not, and even if you don't believe in Jesus, He believes in you. And that's why He's sitting right there in that seat waiting for you. He's driving. He's taking the wheel, and He's driving. Yes, up to you to slide over so He can wrap His arms around you, and you can wrap your arms around Him and feel that amazing love from your Savior, because that's what He was born for. That's what He was born to do, is to love you. So anyway, guys, thank you again for tuning in. I pray that you have a wonderful and safe week, as this is the week of Jesus' birth. And a lot of people are getting together to celebrate. And I just want you to be safe in it, and pray for me that I am safe in it as well. I've turned down multiple offers to do something, but it's just so dangerous right now. I just want to be home and just be safe this season. It just feels a little crazy right now out there. So, hey, it's all good. Let's make our home our castle, right? And thank God for it. Anyway, you guys, I want to also say, what else? Oh, the story inside the story. So can you imagine? Can you imagine what happened to Mary? Angel came and told her that she was impregnated by the Spirit of God, that she was going to have a little baby boy, and his name is to be called Jesus, and she was a virgin, and she was about to get married to Joseph, and she had to go tell Joseph. She had to go and tell it to her doctor. She had to say, I got impregnated by the Spirit of God. Yeah, right. Who's going to believe that? right? They're like, come on, that's never happened in the history of the world. What are you talking about? This is, you're making up some stuff. You did something wrong. I can't imagine what that woman had to go through. And then Joseph, I mean, he was done when he found out, when she told him, you were supposed to be my virgin. Who did you sleep with and you're trying to blame it on God? Remember, he was not happy, but he, being a good man, he says, I'll take care of you until it's time for you to go on. I won't say anything bad about you. I love you through this. Being a good man that he is. But how do you think she must have felt? Oh, my God. Nobody believes me. What is this? What? You know what? And am I really pregnant? Well, that's what the spirit, the angel came and told me that I am. No one believes me. And so then Joseph, as he's sleeping, the angel came to him the next night and told him that Mary is pregnant by the Spirit of God. His name is to be Jesus. And the next day, Joseph went to Mary and acknowledged that everything's good. I understand. Angel came to me. I got you. Let's do this. And voila. What a blessing. But can you imagine the stress before the blessing? So sometimes things that are absolutely amazing can still be so crazy and so uncomfortable. Like a woman having a baby. Delivering that baby can be kind of painful, but once that baby is there, oh my God, the love between them two is just amazing. So, with that being said, let's listen to the song. And you guys be blessed and have a blessed week. And thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I love you and appreciate you.
That you delivered will soon deliver. 2017, let's hear it. The loudest shout you've got in you. Give it to us.